So we have Simon Yud Gimel, Zini Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMerish. Sif Beis, Kaidim Sheyuknes L'Soichem, before you go into them, Yikaneach is Atit Me'al Raglov, you gotta wipe the mud off your feet, Yashkiach Shalei Yayalov, V'lai Abagod of Shum Lichluch, and you have to make sure that there is not on you and on your clothing any sort of dirt. Mutter Liroik Behem, and you, it's Mutter to spit in the Spanish, take up a raglo, but you should rub the saliva immediately with your feet. Doesn't really do much in our hard floors nowadays. So back then when they had dirt floors, so that worked. I think nowadays, anyways, people would find it disgusting.
Don't we have we almost every base medrash has an entranceway. You're not walking right into the base medrash anyway.
Oh, so he's talking about two different things. First, he says to wipe your mud. Then he's saying, "Stam, you shouldn't. You're allowed to spit when you're in Beis Medrash." Meaning, I think
how
he means
one,
anywhere.
how does one do it on Shabbos? How do you wipe your feet on Shabbos?
That's a problem. Well, I mean, it's ain't teichen achar teichen. So usually it was dirt before, so it's dirt, and it's dirt after, so it's not. Meaning, it was ground up before, it just got muddy. Right? So it's really not such an issue. Right? Okay, fine. Gimel. You can't use a shul as protection from the elements, meaning it's too hot outside. So you say, "Oh, let me go into shul." And not in the rain because of the rain. Meaning, but that doesn't apply also to our shuls, because most shuls, well, in some cities you have that, but most shuls, they have hallways and stuff like that. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about using the actual sanctuary, as they call it. Right? Okay. Let's say you have to go call your friend out of there. So you should go in there, but you should read some psukim. Oh, is a Mishnah or learn a Mishnah, or Yomer is a Tfilah or say some sort of Tfilah, or she Yishma Me'acherim is a Limit or listen in to people that are learning. Or at least sit down a little bit. Ki Gama Yeshiva Be'em He Mitzvah, because sitting in a Bismarck is also a Mitzvah. And then go get your friend. Right? So if you have to go through a Bismarck for whatever reason, then you do any of these etzes, and then you're okay. Or you do all of these etzes. And the reason is because you don't want to make it look like it's more important to go in there to get somebody than it is to learn.
It's referring to both Beit Medrash and Beis Knesses?
That's the lashon that he used before.
Or it's only Beis Knesses because of Kedusha's Beis Medrash?
No, it's both. It's both. He says, it's, I mean, The perek is called Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. See, he wasn't mechalik here. Right? Fine. Dalet also lechol elishas elishan behem afilu shina sarai. You're not allowed to eat or drink or sleep in them, even a shina sarai. L'tzarech mitzvah gan b'leil yom kippurim. But if it's a tzarech mitzvah, because on Yom Kippur many people sleep, well, at least in the old days, used to sleep in shul. With the leash, and then you are allowed to sleep. But stay a little bit further away from the Aron Kodesh. A suda that doesn't have drunkenness and not kalas roish is mutter. I don't know where a kiddush falls under. People that sit and learn the Bismarish, they're allowed to eat and drink there, even ashinas kevash leis batam in limudim, so that they don't stop their learning. How to build it and in what way? Because there's all sorts of, meaning what's the height and how many windows and these types of things. Now, it doesn't seem like these halachas are kept nowadays. We make kiddushim in the Beis Medrash, even in the Beis HaKnesses, and people certainly talk. And people eat and people sleep. And
I mean that.
basically, what?
No, that's because Al Tanai, because we built Al Tanai.
Correct. So the Beit HaMikdash are built out tonight. That's sort of their multi-purpose rooms, and it happens to be used most of the time for Kedusha. But it's built as on a multi-purpose room. And even if it's not built on as a multi-purpose room, Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim, it's called. Basically, Bezdin says that that's the way, that's just the default. That's the way it
Kuzlar.
is. And the Chutz La'aretz, correct. Right, so it's a little different. Ramesh finds it as a tshuva that it just says, even though it seems like the halacha doesn't come out like that, that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, and we don't start off with the minhag. A fascinating tshuva from Ramesh on this, but it basically sort of says that that's the way Klal Yisrael is knowing, and that's the way, and that is the way we go with it. So that's
Does
why.
it mean there is no more Kedusha?
No, it doesn't mean there's no more Kedusha. We still have to treat it with some sort of Kedusha, but we're not so makpid
I mean,
because that's
it does lessen the Kedusha.
it certainly does, but it doesn't have Kedusha. There's no intrinsic Kedusha there because it's built all tonight.
People would cover up the Aron Kodesh.
See, that's interesting. I don't know where that. I mean, there must be a good source for that. But the people, sometimes they'll put a. When they play bingo, when they play bingo in the shul, they'll put up something in front of the Aron Kodesh. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure where that comes from. But that doesn't change the din. The reason why you're allowed to do it in the first place is because we say we make it as a Tanai. It's built on the Tanai. Right. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, in but the how do you say it? The spirit of the law is that we should treat it as with kedusha, which unfortunately, we don't. I mean, it's not. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Basically, I don't have another way of saying it. Better way of saying it. Yeah. Okay. Simen Yudaladim Psukah Dezimra. From Hoidu until after Psukah de Zimra, it's until after the Shira, meaning Oz Yashir. That's called Psukah de Zimra. Baruch Shamar, he bracha shalifneim, and Baruch Shamar is the bracha before it. Vishtabach, he bracha shalachareim, and the Ishtabach is the bracha after. Yishizgul Baruch Shamar, ad la'achar gomar atfila. From when they start Baruch Shama until after davening, also lahafsik b'dibur, meaning tefillah, meaning Shemoneh Esrei, it's you're not allowed to talk. Afilu b'lashon hakodesh, you can't talk even in lashon kodesh. V'chein b'chomak, which also lahafsik, also afilu b'lashon kodesh. Anytime you're not allowed to be mafsik, there's no heter for lashon hakodesh. Ach linin hafsik l'dvar mitzvah, yesh chilek b'psuk d'zimra b'chaseh l'kriyas shma b'chaseh. But in order to be make a hafsik for something that's a mitzvah, then there's a big difference between Psukah de Zimra and Birchas Kriyas Shema. All right, now this gets technical. They have all sorts of charts and the different sidurim of charts exactly what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. All right, so Psukah de Zimra, afilu be'emtza, baruch she'amar u'be'emtza yishtabach, even in middle of those brachas, im shemeya eitz a bracha, if you're a bracha, mutu lo'ilan asami, you're allowed to answer amen. V'chein im shemeya shakol amrim Kriyas Shema. If you hear the tzibur saying Kriya Shema, Omer Rima, and Pasuk Shema Yisrael, the kosher again the Kaddish or the Kedusha or the Baruch Hu, the Mutar lehasik v'lanes im haKohol, it's mutter to be mafsik and to answer with the call. Mikomakim im efshel lechavin sheyafsik leilu, mikomakim hefsik. But if it's possible to be mechavin, meaning try and work it that you're at a point where there's a hefsik, then you should. Kegoin bein mizmor lemizmor, in between each parak, by luchol hapachos bein pasuk lepasuk, yasa. Meaning, if you know that you hear the chazan that's going to get to an amen, so if you can either stop and pause in between prakim, that would be better. And baruch hu baruch shemai, but baruch hu baruch shemai is lo yamar tach pasuk dezimra. That should not be said tach pasuk dezimra. Afilu makom hefsek. Even it's a Malkuhasa Kimicha Gemara. The whole concept of saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shema is not mentioned in the Gemara. Yishtabach, Shaimim Kishachazim and Baruch Hu Lo Yamar. Some places have the minig to say things while the Chazan says Baruch Hu shouldn't say that Kimicha Einoi Lo Minig, since it's only a minig. Meaning only things that are Ikar Halacha Should you say during Pesuk Yadov, and he goes to the bathroom and he washes his hands, nearly the Layam Birchas Asher Yotza. He says, it seems to me, don't say Asher Yotza, Kivon, Sheyachal Lamar Achakach, since you could say it afterwards. Right? When you could say it after Shemoneh Esrei. And then some say you should say it after. Could be the Kitzur himself changes his mind that you should say it after Yishtavach.
That's what you should do. If you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of Sugita Zimra, you wash your hands and then you say Asher Yotzer after you're done Shemoneh Esrei?
No, that's what he's saying here, but it seems like.
Or after Yishtavach, that's what you should
he
do?
Says he's, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it. Yishtavach Mishnah Berurah says say it during Pesuk Dezimra. As far as I know, the minig is to say it during Pesuk Dezimra. Same thing also, you know, on Rosh Hashanah. But Dina Hefzik Vikish Bekirish Bekirish Yivarim Yitz Hashem in the next seminar. Right?
So the real reason is to interrupt his mundane speech.
Correct.
So
correct.
So what the Shiloh of is Asher Yitzar? It's not...
Because you can do it later, that's why. Meaning the other things... The other things you have to answer them. You don't answer them into the chazan, you're done. Right? But Yasha Yotza, you'll say later.
So basically, so, all up to how much you remember. If you remember later, if not, do it now.
You could say it that way, but I mean, as long as it's time, it's not time, as it's got to be time related.
Until you will want again, yeah. You may lose the brocha.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Fine. You should hold the two tzitzis in front of you and say Baruch Shamar, but Amida standing up. After by Batish Bechos, you should kiss them and then you put them on. I mean, not to put them on, you put them down. You should say the whole Pesuk of the Zimra slowly and sweet, right? V'loy b'merutza, not fast. V'yidaktik b'chola tevas ki'ilu ha'yamon amonis. Each word you should say as if you're counting money. V'yichavim perish amilus, and you should be mechavim exactly what the words are saying. V'koshu kem b'posuk b'se'echas yedecha, sh'tzorach l'amir b'kavona g'doyla. That you need to say it b'kavona g'doyla. V'yichavim perish amilus, v'yispal v'machshavosa, v'mazaynoysa, v'mazaynos l'chol Yisrael. That you should daven for your parnosa and the parnosa of Klal Yisrael. Vim like even by Klal, if you don't have kavana at all, afil b'di'evet tzarach lachzor la'amra b'kavana, then even b'di'evet you need to go at least for pesachos yedecha. You have to go back and say b'kavana bein elilim bein. Okay, that's it. So then, meaning you should go back to say pesachos yedecha. Shaila is how. Past Pesach Zidecha, should you go back to? Right, that's unclear exactly whether, but nowadays, anyways, our meaning is not to go back to things. Bein Alilim uvein Hashbashamayim vaHashem Shamayim also, that's in Hoidu. Tzarech lahafse katzas, you need to make a little bit of a break. Shelo yehe nireh kechoyzel amala, so it doesn't look like it's going back on the what was said above, meaning in the words before it. Right? Because it says, meaning it's saying, it says Elilim, and then it says V'chein, and then you say V'Hashem, right? So if you say that, it sounds like Hashem is also an Avodah Zarah. So that's why you say Elilim, Kama, and then you say V'Hashem. Gimel, Yizar Shalei Ligo B'Shash P'suk D'Zimra, V'Koshukin Achar Kach, you got to be careful during Pesuk Dezimra, and of course, even later on in davening, to make sure you don't touch the normally covered parts of your body. Or in your head, where it's covered. Same thing with the mucus from your nose, and from your ear. You can't touch it unless you're using a handkerchief. The grow was not held, you don't have to, as far as I remember. Right? Meaning, you shouldn't do it according to everybody, but you wouldn't need to wash your hands. And if you did, then you have to wash your hands. But let's say it's the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you can't go get water, or even it's going to disturb your whole davening. So dialed by mikoyin tsarar, then you can use a pebble, or you rub your hand on a pebble. Or you scrape your hands on the wall, and or something like that, so that that's what we call midi demanki, that cleans you a little bit, and therefore don't have to go wash your hands. Again, it doesn't replace. I mean, lechatchila is to go wash your hands. If you can't wash your hands, so then you rub your hands on something. But a mistake that people make is they rub their hands on most tables that we have are smooth. It can't be something smooth. It's much better to rub it on your clothing, which is usually a little rougher, and that's better than it could be. That's even better than wiping it on wood. All right, I think that's it. Right, that's up. That's what we get up to tonight. I'm assuming so. Yeah.
We finished.
All right. Yes. Everybody should have a fine night, a good vach, and a good yo.
So you'll send out a text tomorrow. What time?